Dear Cheap Astronomy, why don't we fly microscopes to Mars to look for life? Early microscopy was revolutionary, insofar as you could take a drop of pond water and, under magnification, find lots of little swimmy things that no one had realised were there before. So, of course, wouldn't it be great if we could do the same thing on Mars? The first problem with that idea is that free liquid water can't persist in Mars's very low atmospheric pressure. Sure, you can still look at dry samples, but dry samples won't automatically spread out flat on a microscope slide. It's quite difficult to look at chunky three-dimensional objects under high magnification, since the higher the magnification, the less depth of field you have. So with anything that has chunky ridges, you have to focus on the top of the ridge and then adjust the focus to look at the bottom of the ridge. And even if you have the patience to keep on adjusting the focus, you have other optical issues to deal with, since a 3D structure will be reflecting light from lots of different angles and directions, so you get problems with glare and diffraction. So to do really powerful optical microscopy, you need to prepare thin sections that are flat enough to be virtually two-dimensional. And there's a further problem with high magnification, where having the lens right up close to the sample means the lens is shadowing the sample, so it'll be too dark to see anything. So not only do your thin sections need to be almost two-dimensional, they also need to be almost transparent, so you can shine light through them from beneath. And there's yet another issue. With most biological samples we know about here on Earth, once you've prepared a thin section, the material you're looking at is so transparent, it's hard to differentiate cells, let alone the different parts of cells. This is where staining comes in, which is pretty much a science in its own right. There's different stains for starches, proteins, cell membranes, cell walls, nuclei and chromosomes, just for example. These stains create contrast between different structures with different chemical compositions, so you can see everything that you want to see. In fact, you can use staining to work out what the chemical composition of things are. Most of the useful microscopic stains we have at our disposal were found through trial and error. So with a whole different biology that might exist on Mars, you'd have to pretty much start from scratch. Of course, there's also electron microscopes, but they also need some very intricate sample preparation. Transmission electron microscopes look at thin sections that electrons can pass through, and these are stained with heavy metals to create contrast. There are also scanning electron microscopes, which can magnify 3D structures by scanning their surface to build up a composite image. Those 3D samples have to be coated with an electrically conductive covering, and they have to be earthed. Since you are firing charged electrons at a sample that's sitting in a vacuum, which is going to build up a big electrostatic charge if it's not earthed properly. Gold, for example, is an excellent coating for scanning samples. Anyhow, if you want to do microscopy on Mars, getting the microscopes to Mars isn't the biggest problem. Preparing samples for microscopic observation is the problem, and it's a doozy. Robotic solutions would be a stretch for our current technologies, so it's probably easier to send people there to set up a lab. Not that there's anything about that that's easy. The alternative, of course, is to do sample return missions, so we can look at samples under a microscope back here on Earth. This is almost certainly what we will end up doing, and the upcoming Mars 2020 rover will be putting together samples for a future sample return mission, perhaps in the 2030s. We have sent some pretty impressive magnifying glasses to Mars, including the current Mars Hands Lens Imager, MALI, on the Curiosity rover. It's hardly a microscope, but MALI can fully resolve things that are smaller than the width of a human hair, and more importantly, take pictures of them that can be sent back to Earth.